Three, two, one.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Istanbul to Memphis to Milwaukee, Santiago, Chile to Barcelona, Spain, we are the Tastemakers. And Mark, you might want to turn that phone down a little
Greetings to our listeners from around the world.
And
thanks
happy,
for tuning in.
Happy Tuesday to you all today.
Tuesday already. Wow, this week's already flying.
Busy weekend, Mark. Busy weekend. We'll be talking about that shortly. But first, before we get started, we have to say a big shout out to our sponsor, Ranch Organics and Steamboat Soaps from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Big shout out, Ranch Organics, www.ranchorganics.com. Get out there, visit their website, and check out some of their product.
Also, it's available at stores at the Anthropology stores around the world.
And let's not forget to mention you can also get it in London, Mark.
Wow, I like that.
Speaking of London, did you see 24 last night?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts? Getting better?
Getting better.
I tell you, the first two episodes, I thought, I almost gave up. I said, this is just a waste.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Definitely getting better. I never liked the idea that they were taking place in London, but what the
heck? Had to change it a little bit, you know?
Just a little bit.
It could only happen in Washington, D.C. so many times.
Was it in L.A.?
Or New York?
New York? Or
L.A. was the first couple of seasons, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay. So, anyhow.
Yeah, welcome to London.
Speaking
about London, what about that new reality show last night, The Ladies of London?
Did you watch it?
I TiVo'd it.
Yeah. You know, it's exactly the same format as
Housewives.
Yep. But I like that they changed the name a little bit, The Ladies of London, as opposed to The Housewives
of... And most of these ladies, the ladies involved in the show, they're Americans, aren't
they? Half of them. I guess the thought of a London housewife just doesn't sound... The same as a London.
It doesn't sound as domesticated as an American housewife in the suburbs.
Yeah, so
you think of ladies in London, you don't think of them being housewives and mothers and that type of thing in the suburbs, because you don't normally you don't think of suburbs in London.
Well, you know, this one, they are all housewives.
Yeah.
They're all actually married, unlike what Housewives of Beverly Hills, they're not all married. I think Orange County, they're not all married either. So this particular one taking place in London, they're
interesting
actually,
concept.
And they're all I think there's six of them. I think three of them are actual London-born or England-born.
English, yes.
Yeah, but the three other ones are transplants. One's been there for 17 years, one's been there for 13 years, and one's been there for I think a couple years because her husband, who's an advertising guru, his office was, transferred there. So, but very entertaining. Actually, much more entertaining than Orange County, Atlanta, or the Washington D.C. one.
Mm-hmm.
But very entertaining. Make sure you catch it next week. I know you TiVo'd it, so.
So it's on. It's a regular. It's in the regular lineup.
It's on. And
great.
There's constantly new stuff coming on. I saw a preview for another show coming on about beauty pageants. You know about this one, as we have our passion for the beauty pageants, and we participate in the judging of beauty pageants. One of our friends and the director of the Miss Illinois pageant is. He's got his own show.
Yeah, I love it. Speaking of beauty pageants, we've got Miss USA coming up on Sunday night from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for
Baton
the first
Rouge.
Time.
Now, what a quirky spot that is.
Yeah. What he's looking for, a city that will basically cover the majority of the cost for everything. He's like Mike Fleiss in The Bachelor. He's not into paying for things. So Baton Rouge is looking at a free promotion. It's a free commercial, and that might be one of the reasons they're changing their format to a three-hour format for the first time. I look at it like the extra hour is going to be a lot of promo and publicity for the city of Baton Rouge. So
I want to tap on that just real quick, Mark. I want to go back to, I know we always start our show with celebrity birthdays.
Yep.
Very few today, only a couple.
Wow.
But one really caught my, in addition to Rafael Nadal, who's turning 27 today, and tennis player, did he get eliminated the other day in the French Open?
Yeah, he did.
He did, wow.
Oh, wait, which guy?
Rafael Nadal.
No, I thought it was Roger Federer got...
Okay, so Rafael Nadal is...
he's still in, but it was Federer got...
27 today. But I won't even name some of these people. I hate to say it. But
Zeros?
Yeah, but...
D-list?
Big shout-out to... He's not with us today, but if he was, he'd be 85 today. Tony Curtis.
Oh, dang. Met the guy twice.
Had the pleasure of meeting him twice.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah, one of our favorite actors.
Yeah.
Met him twice in Las Vegas as... I guess in his later years, he became an artist. And so
great work.
Yeah, great, fantastic, colorful
pen. By the way, his work cannot be found in any major gallery now. It's on the secondary market, whatever that means, as far as artwork is considered. It's not available gallery-wise, but it is available on the secondary market. So I don't know if that means eBay, Amazon, or where else you can find it. But great stuff.
Fantastic stuff. But what I'm curious about is, how did you find that out?
When we were in Vegas in January for Miss Nevada USA,
we visited the one gallery.
Right, we're at Minimar Gallery, which is where he used to have his stuff.
Right.
And I asked the dealer in there, and he's the one that shared that information with me.
Yeah. Was his stuff similar to Leroy Neiman?
No, it was all unique. It was different in his own way, but it was extraordinary, if you will.
But he's been gone about 5 years, hasn't he?
I think so, yeah. So he died when he was only about 80 then, huh?
Yeah. Big shout out to him, though.
Yeah.
One of our favorites.
Yep.
So happy birthday to him, and happy birthday to Raphael Nadal. And I got Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper's 46 today.
46,
yeah.
Huh?
Anderson
Cooper. I guess he looks around 42 or so.
Who was he interviewing last week?
Last week?
Yeah. Was it the Donald Sterling girl?
No, that was yesterday he did that. He did that interview yesterday.
Somebody else pretty big he was interviewing. Oh, he was interviewing Donald Sterling a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was an interesting interview. Did you catch that?
I did.
Boy, we're all over the across the board on this show, that's for sure.
That's right. We have we can do that because this is our show.
Yeah. Speaking of our show and today and it being Tuesday, today's election day, isn't it?
Today's election day, well, in California. Yeah. We've
listened to across the globe, Mark, but here in Shangri-La, as you call it, is election day,
which is, they're expecting record lows, the lowest turnout of any election here in the state of California today. So that's quite astonishing, but it is what it is. You've got basically not a lot happening here in the state of California, and you've got a lot of zeros that are nominees. So I looked on the ballot this morning. We have 13 candidates for the office of governor here in California, and out of those 13, basically I think there are only two that I've heard of.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, we've got a student that's running, we've got a software engineer, we've got a dad. It's just an eclectic mix of people that are running for the office of governor.
Yeah, you know, home of the free and the brave, and it's all great to be able to go out there and, you know, run for an office, but why spend the money? I mean, who's going to vote for a student?
Well, I think these people are trying to make a point. They have their own agenda, and they have something that they want to get out.
Neil Kashkari, he's probably the money horse here and the front runner behind the current governor. But still, at that point, he's not even a
politician. Well, he's not behind the current governor. He's running for governor. He's the only other guy that's got money.
Right.
He's got these commercials running around.
And I'm not even going to vote for him or even think about it because he's not into politics.
Yeah.
He's got money.
Yeah. I don't like it when somebody thinks they can buy an election. And obviously, this guy thinks he does. So
get your feet wet first. Get into some city politics.
Local politics.
Local
like
politics.
Myself personally, everybody, I'm going to be running for the mayor of my local city later on this year.
Sure, April of next year.
So
you got no credentials to run for mayor, pal. You just got done saying.
You got to start local, little. Well, that's it. You don't get
mayor?
Any local of a little city, of
How
course.
How about a council person?
The council person is one hiccup away from the mayor here in my city.
You got to get your feet wet. You got to become a council person before you get
mayor. Not in this city, pal.
You got to get your feet wet first. You can't just run for mayor, pal.
Absolutely, you can.
Can't do
it. Happens every day of the week.
Well, good luck.
Get with the program.
Well, good luck with that one.
I won't need luck.
I'll be talking about you in 6 months, talking like we're just talking about that student.
No, I don't think so, pal. I think with my storage
So do you have a plumber running for office, too?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But in my city, we have around 8,000 people that vote. And you put down there what they ask for occupation, Reality Star, Storage Wars, I guarantee you, the vote is mine.
You got to pay your dues first, pal. You can't just jump into being a mayor.
Boy, you're lost, pal. You are lost.
You got to earn it, buddy. You can't just jump in there.
Yes, you can. In this country, you can. That's what this country is all about.
Big shout out to Ranch Organics again today and Steamboat Soap Company. What we're going to be talking about today is one of their favorite products, which is their Barn Balm. Good luck saying that. That's kind of tricky.
Bar Balm.
Barn Balm.
Oh, Barn Balm.
Barn, because they make all their products in the barn.
Barn Balm.
Barn Balm, and it comes in an adorable jelly jar. Isn't that what they make a moonshine into?
Sounds almost edible.
Is that jelly jars?
No, mason jars.
Then what's a jelly jar?
I guess what jelly goes in.
What is that? I'm not quite sure. But
I have no idea.
It's an adorable jelly jar that smells great, Mark. It just smells great. And you know what
it
is?
It smells so good, I'm sure I want to eat it.
It's a mixture of whipped body cream, organic shea butter, and essential oils. Mm, all there for the
essential.
Taking. So get your butt out there. When you get an opportunity, try it.
I will.
Test it.
I will.
Buy it.
I will. Hey, aren't we on Storage Wars tonight, by the way?
Hey, you know what,
brother? Two episodes.
We're not just on. We're on twice.
Back to back. That would be at 6 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. tonight on the A&E Network.
That's
so please
right.
tune in.
I love those back-to-back episodes. And actually, I think the season returns today.
It does, yeah.
And so
the second half of the season is on starting tonight.
We are the preceding episodes. That's like when you're watching the Super Bowl. You know what comes right after the Super Bowl? They put on the new show, the new hot show that they want everybody to watch that falls into the ratings. Just like prior to the Super Bowl, they got that three-hour pre-show. We're on before the new season.
Yeah.
People are going to, you know, tune in and get all ready and
right.
excited. And
yeah,
so,
it's great.
Do you know what episodes?
The French Job is one of them. Which
oh,
is
that with us with Tim
We call it the Tim Allen episode. That's one of them. And then the second one is the one where we're in Il Monte. Yeah, the stealth mode one.
The stealth mode. That's, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Now, some of these episodes, they seem to be the ones that they keep running over and over again. There's a couple that aren't never run it.
Yeah. I think there are two that are – I wonder why that is. But I think there are two that are on very infrequently. One of them is called Wine Domination, I think.
Yeah, right.
And then there's one other one. But the French Job, why is that episode called the French Job?
Because the French guy's there. Barry's friend, the Frenchie.
Oh.
Yeah, so interesting that they based the whole title of the show around the fact that Barry brought this guy with him that's a Frenchie.
You know, that's kind of like back in 1981 when David Bowie went on tour. He had that new album that came out, and it was called the Serious Moonlight Tour. And it was called Serious Moonlight Tour because there's one song he sang that in that song he just said that one line, Serious Moonlight. So they called the entire tour the Serious Moonlight Tour.
Hmm.
Maybe that has the same reason to do with...
Well, I think that that happens quite a bit. You know, you got one song, the main song, you'll name the tour over.
Hey, how about a big shout-out to the L.A. Kings?
Absolutely. The L.A. Kings, 2012 Stanley Cup champions. They beat out the Chicago Blackhawks at a puck that came from nowhere. I mean,
Stanley,
I don't know if you were watching that game, but that puck just came from left field and made it in and took us to the victory.
Let's not discredit. You said the Chicago Blackhawks.
That's
we
right.
Have
they're
to
the
say
Chicago
the world champion, Stanley Cup champion, Chicago Blackhawks. You have to say that, just like if you're a doctor and a professor, you have to precede your name with that. So Stanley Cup champions. But yes, and not only that, we made history. Three series, Game 7, on the road wins. Nobody's ever done that. Never. And that's the LA Kings, pal. I don't even, other than the goalie, I couldn't even name anybody on the team. I mean, you can't even name the goalie.
I can't. I don't follow hockey.
Jonathan, yeah, I can't stand hockey. I mean, I don't, but needless to say, we will be attending their media lunch today.
Media, well, not just media lunch, it's media day. So we get to meet the players, watch the players practice, exchange comments with the other members of the press, have lunch.
And I think as we speak, the New York Rangers are practicing right now.
I think they are, yeah.
And the LA Kings are heavily favored to win this series.
Heavily?
Heavily favored.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, so there you have it. I mean, the Rangers have not been there in 20 years. We were there, I think, 3 years ago, right?
2012.
Yep, 2012. Okay.
2012.
Wow, okay. So last year the
Blackhawks won in 2011, Kings won in 2012, Blackhawks won in 2013,
wow.
And now hopefully the Kings will return to victory.
Shouldn't be a problem. How about that?
Well, there's always a problem. It's not going to be a walk in the park.
Kings, Blackhawks, fantastic. But like I said, heavily favored. Usually when a team is heavily favored, it's for a reason.
I'm there at Staples Center. As a matter of fact, as we leave the show, we're headed straight downtown.
Did you hear about the pricing for the tickets?
No.
The highest price for any finals, the tickets start at $500.
Wow, that's crazy.
So when you're watching the games and you see like a family of four, the minimum they paid is $2,000.
Boy.
And when you see like a 10-year-old kid in the audience, you got to say, boy, they've got some great parents or the kid's a big fan or they got money because...
That's really surprising, especially here in Los Angeles. Well, I guess here in Los Angeles you can get those prices, even though we're not a true hockey town.
Yeah.
But we have plenty of wealthy people in the town that
I guess
know,
we're starting to
money.
Get there. The Ducks won about 5 years ago, I think.
Oh, no, the Ducks? That was longer than 5 years. No,
really?
It was 2007, I think, or 2006. So, I was in my other life at that point. So,
well, that long ago, huh?
Yeah, I remember I took my son to see if we can get tickets to go to the game and... we actually showed up at the pond back then, looking trying to get tickets from anybody. Went to the window.
Any scalpers?
Anybody. We went to the tickets booth to see if there were any tickets.
Was it the finals?
Yeah. And I don't know what I was thinking, that we could actually get tickets to go.
Well, did you at least get a number, a dollar amount?
No, didn't get anything.
But $500 minimum ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
That's a lot for hockey.
For hockey.
In a non-hockey town.
Yeah. $500 in I think the price you're in New York.
Yeah, I would think so. New York's more of a hockey town than we are. So.
But I just can't even imagine the people lining up to buy the tickets.
Should be interesting to watch.
I think tickets go on sale. When did tickets go on sale? Yesterday?
For the... The
finals, they start tomorrow, so they had to be gone on sale yesterday.
I would think they would have went on sale the next day. When did we clinch
Sunday.
It? Sunday. Oh, okay, then, right. So yesterday, I guess.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that's just 2 days ago. Boy, I'm losing track of time here.
Isn't this crazy?
It's only Tuesday.
Oh, it's been a crazy week, Mark. It's been a crazy weekend.
It's true.
Again,
when you're a tastemaker, there's always things going on.
Tell us about the weekend. Anything special going on?
Last weekend? Well, let's premise last weekend by what we did last Thursday in Hollywood.
Oh, crazy, right?
Right. We filmed our first commercial.
Yeah.
For the Lowe's Hotel chain.
I didn't even know they had commercials.
Well, they don't. This is the first for the Lowe's Hotel chain.
Now they do, yeah.
Lowe's isn't as common as a Marriott or a Sheraton or a Hilton. And there's a handful of Lowe's around town. There's some in Chicago, not Chicago. There's some in New York,
Miami,
L.A. We've got one here, a couple here. But there's not a lot of them out there. So this is their foray into commercials. And we were asked to participate as we are twins. So it's a twin.
It was a twin thing.
A twin thing commercial. So we spent the day at the Lowe's in Hollywood, in a beautiful suite, like on the 20th floor, with the view, the panoramic view of Hollywood and L.A. from that hotel was spectacular. The Hollywood sign, Hollywood Boulevard, downtown L.A., Century City, the ocean. I mean,
a little smoggy, though.
Yeah, but you're there and you're thinking to yourself, boy, I'm glad that I live in L.A. because this is the happening place. I mean, we got everything.
So that was a great opportunity.
Whole day.
I know we've been on set before for reality TV and a couple other – actually, I think we've only been involved with reality TV. So this was the first time they were introduced to the whole production company and staff. And it's overwhelming and almost kind of ridiculous how many people need to be on set for it.
There must have been 20 people involved in that shoot.
And – most of the people were sitting around.
Yeah, there were about 10 of them that were waiting to get something to do.
Yeah, and three or four of the grip guys or PAs or whatever, literally standing around and just moving this box to over. It seemed like they were always trying to make it look like they were working. I just mentioned, moving this box to over there, and that's what they were doing.
I had an AD, who you don't know who that is, as assistant director, who I thought was a PA, which is a...
He said that he was a low-end AD.
Right.
He said he was like in between.
Handing me a bottle of water.
Now,
this is a guy who's saying his credit is AD, but I thought was a PA. So production assistant, for those who don't know that.
I think it was something else. It was like, it wasn't junior AD, but it was something that preceded AD in route to being an actual AD. But he was in between being an AD and being a PA.
That's crazy.
So give him some initials. But a long day.
Great day. Great food. When you're on the set, you know, they take care of you food-wise.
And
these sandwiches, the desserts were just like
cheesecake.
Like you're at Nate and Nail's deli, you know?
And chocolate mousse. It was a chocolate mousse cake, wasn't it? And I love the deli option where you just help yourself and pile it as high
breads,
as you want.
The assortment of breads and cheeses and the potato salads and egg salads and all that stuff. I love deli food.
Great day of filming, but a long day for
long
such
day.
A short segment.
Yep.
I think the first time we sat down to film, literally sat down and filmed for 15 minutes, and then we took an hour break.
Yeah. And we were just there for a couple minutes when we were taking a break.
Yeah. And they said we're going to take a 10-minute break, which it turned into a 45-minute to an hour break.
Wow.
And
but it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing the commercial. And once we know the air date, we will share it with our listeners.
And then after filming, after the long day, we're on our way home. We're going through the lobby. We were recognized by a couple fans, so that's always fun and nice to meet a fan. And then when we were waiting for our car in Valley, we met one of the housewives of Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, the English one that's thin as a rail.
That's into the
scary witches and black magic.
Creepy.
And
but so that was nice. Always nice to meet a fellow celebrity and so forth. And,
yeah.
But
not to mention in the lobby, we got noticed by a couple of storage rooms.
Yeah, I just got done saying that we were recognized a couple times. So so that was a great way to. Oh, and then that was last Thursday. But Wednesday, if there's any Hollywood X's, is that Hollywood X's? Is that
Hollywood X's.
Hollywood X's on VH1. If there's any Hollywood X's fans out there and you were watching last Wednesday, you would have seen the Harris Brothers on there. I know it sounds wacky and kooky, and you're thinking, what the hell are the Harris Brothers doing on Hollywood X's? But while we were in Las Vegas judging the Miss Nevada pageant in early part of this year, one of the new Hollywood X's is Shayna Mokler, who's the director of the Miss Nevada pageant, and she had the cameras rolling. She's the newest addition to Hollywood Exes, so we took part in sitting next to Robin Leach. And, you know, Mark, sitting to my right was that plastic surgeon guy.
Right.
I'm watching this episode. It seemed, he hit it off with Robin Leach. They were like buddy-buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were buddy-buddy. That was a wonderful time.
Saw that in the show, or you're talking about during dinner? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, during dinner, I was sitting right next to myself.
He enjoyed the bone marrow we had for dinner.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like a gourmet thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but no thanks. I'll pass on the bone marrow.
Yeah, everybody loved it, though.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I want to do a quick shout-out to somebody that I didn't get a chance to thank before. When we were attending the Reality Rocks Award show about a month ago, we had a great ride to the award show.
Oh,
it was
in
a classic 1964 white Rolls Royce, and it was provided to the Harris Brothers by Classic Chassis Rentals, and that is classychassisrentals.com.
Say that again.
classychassisrentals.com. The owner and proprietor is Mel Harrison. So, Mel, we want to do a big thank you for providing that fantastic classic Rolls Royce for the Harris Brothers to show up in style.
Yeah, we sure
and,
did.
You know, if you guys are out there and you're L.A.-based, go to this website, ladies and gentlemen, classicchassisrentals.com. Talk to Mel. Tell him the Harris Brothers sent you. He'll give you their special discounts.
Oh, there's a special discount?
Special discount. The Harris
Mel,
Brothers
Mel, you might
discount.
Not be aware of that, but hopefully when somebody calls.
I'm overriding, and I'm giving out this 10% discount through Mel Harrison at classicchassisrentals.com.
Thanks a lot, Mel.
Yep.
Hell of a ride.
It was fantastic.
Small. You know, small, those old Rolls Royces, very tiny, but Nice ride.
Absolutely.
I mean,
loved
it. Back then, weren't people bigger?
Buddy.
Just like when they used to drive those big old cars in the 40s, they were like big, and the people seemed like they were big.
Sure.
But this was a tiny car.
Yep.
Maybe the wealthy people in the 60s were smaller.
Yeah.
So, big shout out to them.
Yep.
And what else is going on?
I said, so we told everybody we're heading to the media day.
We attended a play on a Friday.
Oh, yeah, great play. I want to do a special shout-out to our old friend Kevin Blackley with the
Is it Blackley or Blakely?
I think it's Blackley. Okay. With the Glendale Center Theater. It's been there in the city of Glendale for 50 years, and I've never been.
Small theater, in the round.
Theater in the round, folks. Yeah. And it had a production of The Music Man was there, which I've never seen the movie or the production in the past.
Yeah.
So we went with the wives. First, we stopped off at Damon Steakhouse, a staple in the city of Glendale for 70 years.
Yeah. 1937,
Steakhouse, seafood.
Mai Tais.
Mai Tais.
And every Thursday, I think, from 4 to 6, Mai Tais are $2.
I loved it. Did you get a chance to check out the bar? What were your thoughts on the bar?
Small. That's the first.
It must have been like a 20-foot long bar. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts?
I thought it was great, but my wife didn't like it at all. She didn't like that. She thought the bar area was nothing. The bar itself was nothing.
I thought it was very small.
Yeah, 20-foot bar. You don't see those very often.
I thought it was very, 20-foot bar is small. Mm. When you think about it, it's very small. But I like how it was Polynesian decor. You know, it's
tiki
Polynesian.
Yeah, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
The food was okay, but you're basically paying for the history and the drinks. The drinks are, I think, $5 a pop for a Mai Tai.
I love Mai Tai. I had mahi mahi. I thought it was the portion was small, but I thought it was fantastic. And the portion didn't need to be too large because I had a fantastic bowl of clam chowder.
It tastes like Campbell's soup.
I thought it was very good. And the bread, and then what was my side dish that I had?
Cream corn.
I had cream corn, which I thought was excellent. So, and the mahi was priced very well at $20. I thought I loved it. Mm-hmm. But you had brisket.
That was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have a taste for fish because we had fish a week earlier, and I just didn't have a taste for it. But the brisket, and I had baked beans. You know, that's not something you normally get at a place like that. But your wife, I noticed, got pasta, which didn't really fit in either. But
well, she loved it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
And you had the hush puppies. They tasted terrible, I thought.
Yeah, like I said, the food was just okay at best. But you're paying for the history, you're paying for the drinks, and it was a neat place to go. So we had a nice evening out with dinner and theater.
Yeah, and the good thing about it was after we left the restaurant, the theater was right in. We walked there. It was 50 yards from the.
We were the youngest people there by without question. The average group was, I guess, they were in their 60s or 70s
it
that
was
were there. there?
Definitely the Geritol set. In fact, while we were waiting there, before the play even started, we were in the lobby. There was a dude sitting in the couch sleeping and snoring.
Yeah.
He looked like he was in his 70s, but his mouth was wide open.
He
was asleep at the wheel and snoring.
Yeah.
Now, this is, and the show was starting at 8 o'clock, so this is 7:45, and this guy was already out for the count. Great show.
Yeah, I love the show. Love the
music, theater, man. They had the heat on, I think.
Well, I don't know if they had the heat on. They just didn't have it cool.
It wasn't ventilated.
Oh,
so
good
when you
Lord.
Just get done having a fantastic full meal and you have a couple of Mai Tais and
it's already a warm day. It was a warm day that
and
day.
You're sitting now for 2 hours having no air conditioning or no ventilation.
It's tough.
It makes it challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's difficult not to.
But a big shout out to the Glendale Center Theater. You know, it's a great place to go, a great place to see a show. And the Music Man is there through July 2nd. So if you get a chance, go see it. If you get a chance, you're in Glendale and you're at the Damon's Steakhouse, go and have a Mai Tai. Tell them the Harris Brothers sent you. You might get 10% discount.
Wow.
So, and thanks again to Kevin Blackley for getting us tickets.
I think he posted something yesterday. I'm not sure if you saw it or if he was serious or just joking about how he's thinking about giving out acting lessons.
No, I didn't see it, but I'm sure he's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. He's been acting forever, so kudos to him and job well done.
Yeah,
thanks
again. It was a great show. And then the weekend continued on Sunday as we were invited to attend the season opening for the San Diego Polo Club.
San Diego Polo Club.
Rancho Santa Fe.
Rancho Santa Fe. Beautiful day.
Boy, we didn't know what we were in store for. We've been to polo matches in the past, but we haven't been in a few years. So this was something that was the elite of the social elite of San Diego came out for this thing. It was a who's who is attending. It was a place to be seen.
In the San Diego social scene,
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. We pulled up, the first match was at 1, and we got there a little after 1 because we don't want to be the first ones there. But
of course not.
There was a line of cars to get into this thing. That's how crowded.
But Mark, didn't you have a press pass?
Of course. I had a press pass. But regardless of that, there's a line to get in. And so we finally got the last press spot, parking spot in the lot, which was great because we were right by the admission, the gate to get in.
Because if we had to park in the regular parking lot, we would have had to shuttle it.
Yeah, it's so far out there, you had to shuttle, and they're parking you by the schlubs that are tailgating because you could tailgate for $10 over there.
So it's either you're a schlub or you're a socialite.
Or somewhere along the middle of the way there, too, because it's not that expensive. So we want to put a big thank you for Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay
at the San Diego Polo Club.
Conert, I think.
At the San Diego Polo Club, and that's sandiegopolo.com. There are 17 matches, I think, throughout the summer. Correct me if I'm wrong.
17? That many?
Then I must be wrong.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a little too many.
Okay, but there's summer matches, and it's a great way to spend the day. When we were there on Sunday, they had 2 matches. They had a fashion show. They had the stomping of the divots. DJ was playing tunes, food, Corbel, champagne. That was the champagne of choice. I guess they're the sponsor of the event, which was great. We attended the Riviera Magazine VIP party, which was great because, again, I love sandwiches. I love the deli type foods.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was more of a social event than anything. Yep. I'm not quite. I mean, I tried to look at the polo as much as I could, but it seemed like it was more of a social thing. And the same with everybody that was there. You know, I find polo an excellent day to spend a Sunday afternoon. Mark, champagne.
Yeah. Everybody was networking. You were basically having champagne, enjoying the sun, enjoying the music, enjoying the camaraderie of, and also something else that was quite extraordinary. I have to say too, the fashion. The fashion at this polo match was it was
better than I thought.
It was right up there with the Kentucky Derby.
It was. So I was expecting a little, little.
It was
color.
Dress your best, dress to impress, and the women were out there. I tell you, it was a TNA thing. We met a couple girls there, and they were saying, women that were out there, they were dressing to impress too. But boy, some of these women they were just. Fabulous. They were breathtaking, some of them.
There were some young women in their early 20s, but I would say most of the age, I'd say they were between their late 30s and 40s.
Yeah, polo is not really a younger crowd thing. Yeah. There were a lot of younger people there, but it attracted the older, the older group of people as well.
So our listeners out there, if you're interested in checking it out, the San Diego Polo Club is situated on 60 acres of land in the Rancho Santa Fe, which is right on the outskirts of San Diego, correct?
Right, in the border of Del Mar in Rancho Santa Fe in San San Diego County.
And the San Diego Polo Club is offering 5 world-class polo fields. How about that? Not just one, but 5.
Yeah.
Including an exercise track, riding trails, a clubhouse, and my favorite spot right here, the bar. They have polo training school and an outdoor lighted arena. And the San Diego Club is one of the longest playing seasons. So you might be right with 17
games. I think 100 seasons, so right.
Longest playing seasons in the country, running from May through October.
Wow.
So I think you are right with the 17.
Wow.
And the polo matches are presented to the public every Sunday, 2 matches, the first one starting at 1:30. So it's a great day. It's very affordable. Bring out the family. And if you can't get into the VIP tent or to one of the private parties, I think it's 10 or 20 bucks a car. You could bring the family.
It's 10, I think it's 10 bucks to tailgate, and it's like 15 bucks just to walk into the regular side of it, and then you buy your food and drinks there.
And the tailgating means you could have your spot, and you could bring whatever you want in there.
Yeah, which is great, especially on a great day. You're right there. I think it's one of the best values out there.
In fact, I think while we were stopping the Dibbets, we met Wes. Was his name Wes?
Yeah,
the older
Wes.
Guy that came
Wes,
up.
Wes, yeah.
Very friendly. He was there. He had a big old tent set up. He had an American flag. Invited us to come over because he said the Chardonnay was...
The Chardonnay was flowing.
The Chardonnay was flowing, but we never got around to...
Well, we'd been there for 3.5 hours already. It's a long drive back to L.A., so you know, at 4:30, we'd called it a day. But, you know, what a wonderful day.
But I got the feeling that Wes is going to be there... Every weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look in the calendar. I think I already did look in the calendar, and I think in 3 weeks or 3 weeks or so. But well, in any event,
we definitely like to go back again soon. At least knock out a couple more for the rest of the summer. But
every week there's a certain event that's happening. I think in 3 weeks it's Winford Reserve tasting.
Oh yeah. 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 That's so, one of the big sponsors there.
Yeah. So
but,
that would
know,
be a good
again,
day
the
go.
Fashion was fabulous. And what I noticed also too were the watches that the men were wearing. I mean, just some fantastic Cartier watches.
Pepe
was wearing Cartier watch, Breitling watches, and Victor
that we met by the name of Pepe.
Fine, he was well dressed too. He approached us.
He approached us. Went to
compliment
us
on our attire and when he was in need. He deserved a compliment on his own.
Yeah, he did. He had a. Plus, he was wearing a scarf. It was a light,
74 and sunny.
Yeah, 74 and sunny. But go to Pepe if you're listening. I think we gave out a lot of business cards.
Yeah,
a lot of business cards, and
it was a good day.
Yeah,
it was definitely a good day, and. I'd like to do a quick shout-out and thank to our sponsor, Ranch Organics. RanchOrganics.com, based in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. They're making the stuff right there in the barn as we speak.
I think the snow has finally melted.
Again. It melted again.
It's continuing.
It keeps melting in Steamboat Springs.
I keep on picturing Debbie locked up in this barn just cranking out this stuff from sun up to sundown.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for sponsors like Ranch Organics and SteamboatSoap.com, the Harris Brothers and the Tastemaker Show would not be possible.
I think we've got some samples coming our way pretty soon because I'm looking forward to trying this stuff out.
Fantastic.
It is
I
on
love
its way, right,
samples.
Mark? Debbie, you are sending it, correct?
I think so. I think so. But thanks again, our sponsor, Ranch Organics. SteamboatSoap.com.
Yeah.
And our next event that we are producing gift bags for is 1 week from today. It's the Beat Bobby Flay show on the Food Network, which is starting to air in a couple weeks. And the gifting takes place next week. And we've got a bunch of brands involved. And I want to do a quick shout out to one of the brands. Again, we've got too many brands involved with it, so we're going to break it down over the next couple
weeks. Yeah, a little here, a little there.
Darcy'sDelights.com. And that's DarcyDelights.com. She's got a great carrot bread and vegetable breads, and she fresh bakes these things, so she's delivering them personally next Tuesday for the gift bag, so that way they're fresh as can be, or next Monday,
Very important, Mark.
Yeah, so DarcyDelights.com. Thanks so much for participating and being in the Beat Bobby Flay gift bag next week.
Is she sending some samples our way, Mark?
You know, I'm not sure if she is or not. She's really concerned about the stuff maintaining its freshness. And since you and I are only in the office a couple days a week, I think she's got concerns of the freshness.
Well, Darcy, if you are listening, and I am assuming and hoping that you are, let's do chat about getting a sampler out to us, because if we're talking about the product and promoting it and having it in one of our events, we sure would like to be able to taste it.
I'm getting hungry already just thinking about it.
No kidding. I wonder what's for lunch.
Get me to the media day already, will you?
Usually these things are pretty good. They usually have a pretty good...
Well, sort of. Let's go back to the sample. Santa Anita spread they've got at Santa Anita Park.
Yeah.
That stuff was borderline prison food.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
But boy, the people are putting it down.
Speaking of, we will be at Santa Anita Press Day on this Saturday to watch the...
Triple Crown.
The Belmont. We were originally going to Belmont, but a brother here's daughter graduates from high school on Friday evening. So there's no way we can make it to Belmont.
Yeah, so... Well, sorry about that, but the good thing is we got Santa Anita. Now, we're not going to be there in person in Belmont. However, we got the next best thing. We're at Santa Anita,
right.
One of the best tracks in the country.
Yep.
Minutes from where you live.
Yep.
Fantastic backdrop with the San Gabriel
Possibly
Mountains
Possibly watching
back
history
there.
In the making.
Possibly. I'm betting that...
Well, I said that a month ago, or a month, 2 months ago, when I was there at Santa Anita and watched the Santa Anita Derby.
So it comes on, the race comes on, I think, what, 6:15 Eastern time?
Something like
Usually
that.
Usually those...
Yeah, so it's about 3:20 our time.
So about 3:20, so I'll be at your place around noon for some cocktails prior to, and then we'll head on over.
Wow.
Get to the, I was checking the horses. I think there's only 10 horses running.
Right, there's not a lot,
and
which makes it that much easier for.
And most of them are all at least 15-1 odds.
Yeah.
There's, I think, several 40-1, a couple 30-1. I think other than California Chrome being 1-1, which means if you put down $5,000, you're going to win $5,000.
Yeah. This might very well be the year.
I think there's only two other horses. I think there's a 9-2 and a 7-2.
Yeah.
So this might be the year. And,
this might be the year.
So if I'm not going to be at
Belmont
in New York, I guess the next best thing, right, would be Santa Anita?
Possibly.
Or watching it at home, but that's there's no vibe. Even if you have
yeah, but the problem
over,
with watching
no
it over there is I don't even know if they've got it on the big screen.
Oh, they'll have it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Oh, for that, this is huge. Just, and not to mention, this is history. Like you called a month ago or 2 months ago
or
whenever you called it.
Yeah.
So Triple Crown winner, California Chrome, ridden by?
I'll be there with my binoculars. Victor
Ortiz, is he, isn't he that
No, he's
boxer?
Victor. No, yeah, he is. But Victor, it's Victor. Oh, geez, I forget what his last name is. Boy, Victor. The horse is being ridden by Victor, though.
Victor.
Yeah.
Victor the Dude.
Yeah.
Victor the Dude.
So it should be good. We're rooting for California Chrome. So go California Chrome on Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Let's see. What else is coming up?
Well, let's see. Just a quick reminder again to everybody, watch us on Storage Wars tonight on A&E, the A&E Network, 6 p.m. and 6:30. It's a couple of great episodes. So if you haven't seen the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars lately, make sure you get out and watch it tonight.
Again, you have to love those back-to-back episodes. Isn't there a some country music show?
CMT. Is that tonight or tomorrow?
That's tomorrow night from Nashville.
Right. It's the CMT, which is what's on the CMT Network, which is the country music television. So it's the CMT Awards.
What does that say? Country Music Television.
Country Music Television. Okay. And it's the CMTs going on tomorrow night, which is, you know, we've got probably three country western shows, I think, award shows out here. There's the one that Fox just threw together 2 years ago.
Yeah.
There's
what is
the
that
CMT
one?
That's been around for a couple of years now. And there's the American Country Western
CMAs, Country Music Awards.
There it is.
That's CMA. Oh, and then there's the Canadian. Wait, then there's the Academy of Country Music.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's the Academy of Country Music. There's the CMT, Country Music Television. There's
Canadian Country Music Awards, which is what we're doing.
And then there's the CMAs, and then there's that new one that you just mentioned that started in Las Vegas. So there's five all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Five country shows.
Wow. We need to be attached to one of those American ones to see if we can do gifting.
Well, we know one of our competitors does the one in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And one of our other competitors used to do the one in Nashville.
Yep.
But the one tonight, I think that might be a wide open thing.
You know, it might be. You have to look into that. It's too late to do it now, but we'll see what happens next year. We're always looking for additional gigs to do, more stuff to do. So WOW Creations, which is our core business, you can follow us at, or you can find us at wowcreationsmedia.com. If you're involved in, you have a product that needs to get promoted, or if you're an event that wants to get celebrity gift bags, VIP gift bags, contact us at wowcreationsmedia.com. Our Gmail address is wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
And Mark, you know, I want to give another big shout out to Lindsay Crone there. She's the marketing director at the San Diego Polo Club.
Wonderful job.
Inviting us to come by and attend the other day. So big shout out to Lindsay. Thank you very much for that. We definitely do look forward to probably seeing you, I'd say, what, maybe two more times this year?
I think at least. I really enjoyed myself and had a great time. So,
at least. Hey, well, you know, when we're going down to Del Mar opening day, which is a Thursday, maybe we got to make it a whole 4-day weekend thing.
Wow.
Spend the night there on Thursday. Friday, we could maybe go to a Padres game.
Wow.
And Saturday, maybe hang out at the beach, and then
Sunday. Let's see if we can get us on the list.
Well, that's a long weekend. Actually, that's probably that's probably too much.
Because I've got my Vegas vacation, then I've got our family vacation all around the same time.
And
so,
it's only a two-hour drive.
So. Yeah, so we don't need to stretch it out that much.
Yeah,
but,
it might be a little too much. Hey, have you seen that new Lamborghini, the Hurricane?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it. Only pictures. I haven't seen it in person, though.
Well, I think actually when we were in that's what was in the valet, Mark, when we were in Vancouver last weekend.
Oh, really? That was the new one, huh?
A Hurricane.
Wow.
Cool name, right?
That's a cool name, right?
A top speed, 208 miles.
Wow. Where can you open it up for that?
You'd have to be what they call a bonsai driver. You have to go like in the early AMs.
Yeah.
You know, and
bonsai driver, huh?
Even then, safety speaking, I mean, taking up to 200 miles an hour even on an empty freeway.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you just hit a little pebble, I'm not quite sure.
Could be dangerous. Could be really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
fantastic. Anyhow, I mentioned briefly about the Bobby Flay event we're doing in 1 week. There is still time, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a brand or a service or a product that has something to do with the food industry or a food product, contact us. We'd love to get your product in this great gift bag, which is going to Bobby Flay, Rachel Ray, Giada De Laurentiis, Martha Stewart, Wolfgang Puck. So, I mean, anybody in the food entertainment industry is going to be getting a Wild Creations gifting bag next Tuesday in New York City at the Beat Bobby Flay TV show. So this is the second season. If you missed it last season, you missed out, but it's going to be starting next week, and it's going to be a great season. So tune in. If you got something to get involved, contact us. We can still get it in the bag.
Good stuff, good opportunity, and a lot of big names.
Yep.
That's good that Paula Deen's back.
Yeah, Paula Deen is back in a subtle way. I guess she's making her reappearance.
Slowly, yeah.
Yeah, at the Food Network New York City Food and Wine Festival taking place in New York City in October. And so she's listed as being there. So, again, it's a subtle, quiet, slow return. But, we met her last year in South Beach, and she was as friendly as peach pie. I mean, she was just very.
How about her husband? We met her husband too. Was he as friendly?
Yeah, they were all friendly.
Yeah,
the Deens. Yeah, they were all friendly. So, what she did. It was a long time ago, and to forgive is nothing wrong with forgiving.
Yeah. So she's coming back.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. So, but we won't be coming back for this year's event in New York. One of our competitors
has that thing.
So we wish them luck because it's a great event. So
that's a damn shame.
Yeah. So that's it as far as events going on for us. I guess, do we have anything else we're attending in the next week or so?
Yeah, next we were invited. This is a quirky thing. Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You all remember Lorenzo Lamas?
Falkencrest.
Falkencrest.
In the 80s. It preceded Dallas.
And then in the 90s, he had a show called Runaway.
Yeah, I think so. He had a motorcycle or something like that, right?
So I guess that's, other than his father being a
Fernando Lamas. Yeah.
So I guess Falkencrest.
That's his claim to fame.
And then Rebel. But anyhow, he's got a new business venture coming out. Actually, I'm not even sure what it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But a week from this Friday, Friday the 13th, we got a personal invitation from him. We met him at a charity event at the Beverly Hilton for Bill Crosby a couple weeks ago.
It was Foster Kids, Los Angeles.
He invited us to his party taking place at some jet...
company.
I'm not quite sure what his new business venture is, but so he's having a party.
Yeah.
And
we like to go to parties.
We like to go to parties.
Especially if it's celebrity driven.
Yeah.
So we'll see you on Friday the 13th, Lorenzo.
And thanks for that invite, Lorenzo. I think he's got a new wife. Remember, his other wife was...
She was
Shayna. Was it Shayna?
We met her.
She came to one of our events.
In Toronto.
Was she a celebrity when she came?
She was a quasi-celebrity.
She could have been qualified for a housewife of something, right?
Absolutely.
Housewife of Sherman Oaks, or wherever they live. Or where does he live?
I would think the Valley, maybe somewhere.
I don't know why, but for some reason I'm thinking Encino or Sherman Oaks, so maybe they could. But anyhow, they're...
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't they do a thing with... Wasn't he on Celebrity Wives
Club
a month ago or something?
Whoa, a month? I thought it was like last season.
Oh, last season, right.
Yeah.
And his wasn't that impressive of a place.
Yeah, it was a small apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It was like
a
Studio
small
City.
Condo.
Yeah, maybe it was Studio City.
Wow.
Wow, I was right.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
yeah.
Lorenzo, if you're listening, hey, we're not knocking you. Thanks for the
invitation. It's part of the show. We talk about celebrity.
So thanks for the invitation. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. But, looking forward to it.
Other than that, I think something else is going on this weekend.
Okay.
And in 2 weeks.
Well, the Belmont is Saturday.
Belmont. No,
yeah.
But I think there was another invitation for something.
Okay.
Tough to keep track of all these things.
Yeah. And, hey, let's do a big shout-out again to RanchOrganics.com.
Yeah,
you know, we love RanchOrganics.com. They're sponsoring our show today, which is fantastic.
And one thing we want to really promote for Steamboat or Ranch is their Barn Bomb. Again, say it, Mark.
Barn Bomb.
Barn
Bomb. Barn Bomb. Barn
which
Bomb.
Which comes in adorable jelly jar and smells great.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of whipped body cream. This sounds good. Whipped body cream, organic shea butter,
yeah,
and essential oils.
Wow.
And you know, it's on the shelves right now.
Yeah.
And just for note, sweet grass smells great. I think that's another fragrance or scent that they have. So sweet grass smells great. That sounds like a code from Wall Street when Bud Fox is given a code to Oliver Stone. He says,
oh, yeah, yeah.
To buy, like,
right.
A code to make a purchase.
Yeah.
Sweet grass smells great.
Yeah,
that sounds like a code word, right?
Yeah, sure. Sweet grass sounds right. Okay.
Sweet grass smells great.
Yeah. Why not?
Right on. Right.
Beautiful
on.
Day out here in L.A. again.
It's Election
about
day again,
85
Mark.
Degrees today and sunny. We're looking out the window right now, and it's you know, we've been a couple of our shows we've done where it was kind of gloomy out there, but for the most part, it's sunny. The wind is blowing. The palm trees are swaying. A little smoggy out there. We're seeing some of the mountains over there. A little smoggy. But for the most part,
you know. Speaking of the smog, Mark, I think the last couple months or so, it's like been. I mean, LA's known for their smog, but it's pretty much, I think, has dissipated over the years. But the last couple months, I'm seeing it's coming back.
Right, especially last week when we were filming the TV commercial. I mean, there was a thick layer of smog hovering over downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah,
which was. Discouraging and not very nice to see, you know. But what are you going to do? This is L.A., right? Hey, 805 Magazine is back. Have you
where
805
did you get,
Magazine?
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
My wife spent the weekend at the Westlake Four Seasons Hotel, and this was one of the magazines they had over there. And I'm just looking through here. There's an ad here for the Malibu Country Mart. Isn't that the place that you go and hang out at?
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah, Malibu Country Mart. Does that look familiar right over there?
Yep, that's it.
So did you see Mr. Chow? Is he over there?
Yeah, he's over there. Yeah, he's over there. So,
Is that a fairly new location for Mr.
Chow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we were at the one in Beverly Hills a few years back, and that was pretty good.
It was.
I mean, really enjoyed that. But I think this one just recently opened in the Malibu Country Mart.
Yeah, small. You know, very small, but you know, very, very cool, hip and trendy. You know, they got the Oliver sunglasses. They got a great Ralph Lauren store there. Urban Outfitters, some other cool restaurants. I bumped into. What's this guy's name from Beverly Hills Pawn? Beverly Hills Pawn. Osi?
Oh, right.
Oh, Yossi.
Yossi.
Yeah, Yossi.
Yossi.
He's a Malibuite. Is that what they call him? Malibuite?
Sure, that sounds good to me. Malibuites.
Yeah, Malibuites. Just a block away from Pepperdine, just on the PCH. And a great week. We spent Mother's Day there after a wonderful brunch at the Gladstones on the beach.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Can't complain with Malibu, right?
So,
but this is a good magazine, 805.
We,
it's all about the 805.
Yeah, but is there that much in the 805?
Well, the 805, I think it goes beyond 805, and it covers Malibu,
Calabasas.
Yeah.
Well, that's all 805, but we recently attended a luxury event out in Topanga, and they had some representatives from the magazine there, and the magazines were distributed. And I was looking through it, and I'm thinking, it's a thin magazine, but I'm not sure if...
I'm impressed looking at this
thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff in here, a lot of good stuff. So, actually, this is the guys issue, and they got things about watches, and again, the popularity of men's watches nowadays. You know, I guess an average, a decent, good man's watch is probably around $500 now, but, you know, these watches they've got, and these guys that had these watches at the polo match the other day were sensational.
Now, I know you like the Nixon watch. What caliber is that? Where's that?
That's around $400. Okay. Yeah, that's about a $400 watch.
How about the diesel?
That's about $300. And again, these are decent $300 watches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not right up there with the
expensive high end premium ones.
Right,
more casual.
You know, it's not a Breitling. It's not a Cartier. But they're still nice watches. So I like him.
Nixon
Diesel.
Okay,
affordable, nice, attractive watches. So.
But you are right. Over the weekend at the polo match, the watches were popping.
Right.
And Invicta, that's our watch of preference.
Our claim to fame is four of them. Yeah.
And
wow,
They start like at, what, 150 and they go up to like 1,000?
Well, it depends. You can get it online for 150. If you're going to go to the store, you're not going to go anywhere near $150 for that watch.
Mm-hmm.
But
Invicta.
Invictus are our favorite watches here at the Tastemakers.
You know who else likes Invicta, Mark? Fish.
Right.
What's his name? I got to look up his – we met at the
– Stavos. Stavros was his last name, wasn't
Stavros,
it?
Stavros, yeah.
Lou? Something like that.
I want to look him up and send him something. He wanted us to become friends with him on Facebook. We met him several years for the charity event that we do with
Rally for Kids with Cancer.
Stavros,
something like that.
Yeah, I want to keep in touch with him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Real nice guy, Greek guy, very friendly, a lot of energy.
Yep. Well, great event, too. Rallyforkids.com. Their next event is in Toronto in September. So if you want to donate, volunteer, or help in any way, go to rallyforkids.com. Again, it's a great event. It's a great cause. It benefits sick kids. And sick kids is based in Toronto. Yeah. So we thank everybody, our listeners from around the globe and tuning in. We know you have a lot of choices, and the fact that you chose us to listen to today is we thank you. You can follow us if you're interested to see what the Kings of Swag, the Wild Brothers, the Harris Brothers are doing. Go to wildcreationsmedia.com, and we encourage you to friend us on facebook.com/wildcreations or Twitter. Follow us on the world of Twitter. Tweet us at twitter.com/WowHollywood. It's a little bit different for the Twitter. It's the Wow Hollywood.
The Twitter.
Thanks so much. Catch you next week.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Stumbling there to come up with content.